I'm Wendy Zukerman, and you're listening to Science Versus. Today on the show, we are pitting facts against self-care. The internet these days is littered with self-care hacks that promise to make you feel like a better you. People say that by jumping into ice-cold water, they feel incredibly happy.
Cold plunging has certainly caught on. From celebs to everyday athletes taking a dip into frigid water.
Here we go. Woo! Here we go. Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a wimp. Get in the f***ing cold. It's great for everybody.
So that's cold plunges. But if you're not into that, some say that writing a gratitude journal is so powerful that it can rewire our brains.
Gratitude will change your f***ing life.
I've said it and I'm going to say it again. Gratitude is the attitude.
Today, we are exploring the science behind some of the buzziest self-care ideas. And so, of course, for the show, I had to give them a go. I jumped in cold water.
If I could make a sound effect for my legs right now, it would be...
I wrote a gratitude journal.
That's how I feel. Oh my God, it just feels icky. To write a gratitude journal for my own self-care.
And you know what? I found something about myself that I never expected.
I actually feel so much better. Am I about to become a self-care person?
Okay, so is there any science behind these hacks? Michelle Dang, our producer here, has been looking into this. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Wendy. So, Wendy, are you into self-care?
No, I am not into self-care.
That was a long pause.
It shouldn't be. No, I have made fun of self-care in private. But I've never actually looked into the science of it. And I will say that the past few months have been quite stressful for me. And so I would love some ways to not be so stressed and to feel better.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. So where do we begin?
All right, so the first one we're looking into today is ice baths. This trend actually involves all kinds of cold water stuff, including cold showers.
I'm really excited we're looking into this because they're everywhere right now. Here's what I have heard. They are amazing for your mind and body. They just make you feel great. They can cure depression. Everyone should be doing them. You're a wimp if you don't do it because the science is so clear on this. Get in the water, basically. This is the vibe I'm hearing from the internet. So, is it true?
So, I found the perfect person to dive into this. Mm-hmm. Her name is Heather Massey from the University of Portsmouth in the UK. And you should know that Heather is not unfamiliar to cold herself.
Yeah, I'm a cold water swimmer. So I have been in really quite chilly water. So the coldest water I've been in is water that is 0.2 degrees Celsius.
0.2 degrees. Okay, so for our American friends, this is 32 degrees Fahrenheit or just cold. That's real cold.
I wasn't in it for very long and I don't advise it.
Yeah, so Heather was selected to represent Great Britain at the Ice Swimming World Championship in 2017.
Ice Swimming Championship. Ooh, okay, so this scientist likes cold water.
She actually has a small pool in her lab that makes things super cold. And she has people get into it so she can see what happens to their body.
So what has she found in her cool pool?
Yeah, so Heather told me about what happens to your body once you get into that cold water. There are actually some reasons why it might give you a mood boost. So when you get into the cold water, your body gets this huge response called the cold shock response.
As soon as you get in, you feel an urge to take a big deep breath in, and then you get this rapid breathing response, a hyperventilation. It peaks after about the first 30 seconds, and we notice after that it starts to wane. Now, it might take between 90 seconds to 3 minutes to pass. But alongside that change in your breathing, you're also going to experience changes in your blood pressure and also a big increase in your heart rate as well.
Yeah, she describes it well, right? You know, that feeling of, oh my God, get out of the water. Right.
So, you know, that stimulation certainly wakes you up a bit, but it can also set up this whole hormonal cocktail that could make people feel a bit giddy. Just like there was this study that had 10 men sit in water that was about 14 degrees Celsius or 57 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had them sit there for an hour. And what they found was something kind of surprising. This cold water immersion actually boosted their dopamine levels in their blood.
Huh.
So, you know, dopamine,
right?
One of our feel-good hormones. And in this study, it actually went up by 250% compared to where they started.
Wow. Wow, that's for an hour just sitting in this cold, cold water.
Which is quite a long time.
Yeah.
They also found a boost in another chemical called noradrenaline. It went up by 530%. And when they checked their bloods an hour later, these chemicals had started to drop off, but they were still higher than before jumping into the cold. Now, this paper of 10 dudes gets talked about a lot in the ice bath world, but we don't really know if everyone will get these huge spikes. Heather says there could be something here, though.
So these are all hormones that have a big impact on our mood. We also get big changes in brain blood flow as well. And different parts of the brain have different activity levels once we've been in the cold water. So all of these things happening may be mood altering.
And we see other potential benefits too. Like in the immune system, you can see upticks in certain immune markers like T cells and B cells.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, even though these changes are temporary, it's super interesting.
Yeah. So changes in the blood of these important hormones sounds promising. What do we know about how it affects our mood?
Yeah.
Because there's kind of all these claims out there that it makes us feel great and might even be able to help with depression.
Yeah. So the current buzz is on ice baths and cold showers. We don't have a lot of research there with mental health.
Oh.
What we do have, though, are studies on cold water swimming.
Oh, okay.
Like Heather and her team did this one study where they looked at around 60 people who signed up for a 10-week cold water swimming course.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was compare their mood and well-being to their friends and family who sat on the beach.
Don't picture a Hawaiian sands with gorgeous white sandy beaches. It was raining, it was quite windy. And so we didn't actually think we would see many changes in people's mood and well-being.
Okay. What did they find?
What they found was that the swimmers did get a mood boost and that it was a bigger increase compared to those people who just chilled on the beach.
And when we surveyed them at the final survey point, at the end of that last session, they were still very, very excited, very active, very engaged. So really, a really positive experience for them.
Now, other cold water swimming studies have found stuff like this too.
Right.
That cold water swimming can make you feel less tense and less stressed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I guess, like, I don't know. Like, that, those studies, I don't find that convincing to say that this can help people with their depression, because someone who signs up for a cold water swimming study, like, A, wants to get in the water, and B, there's so many reasons why you might get a mood boost from being in this big group of people where you all want to jump in the water together and you're so proud of yourselves that you've done it and you've achieved something. Like, to me, I'm not jumping to, oh, we have a cure for depression.
You totally hit the nail. Heather says that all could be a part of this.
You've developed a common interest with people. There's a social side to it.
So those are the cold water studies. And then Heather did tell me about this interesting anecdote, or I guess it was a case study, where Heather's team worked with a woman who had really nasty depression.
She was on a lot of medication for depression, and she felt that it really wasn't working for her. So she did say she would try anything.
They had her try cold water swimming with the swim coach once or twice a week, and it really seemed to make a difference.
Gradually, over the course of that summer, she, in consultation with her doctor, reduced her medication because her symptoms of depression had reduced. And by the end of the summer, she was not taking any medication for her depression.
Oh, wow.
But that, of course, is just one person.
So if you want to hear another anecdote from another person, I have found that I do actually like jumping into cold water. Do you?
No, not at all.
I have access to an incredibly cold swimming pool and I have been jumping into it and I really like it. And I get that. I get those, that giddy feeling you were describing. But I will say that I have tried to get friends to jump into the pool too, who are going through like tough times. And I'm like, maybe it'll make you feel good. Like it makes me feel. And they'll just be like, nope, absolutely not. Like not interested.
Hmm.
And it has made me wonder, like, do we have, because a lot of the studies you've been talking about seem to be people who wanted to go into the water. But do we have studies, like randomized control studies, where they've just like pulled people out and actually seen it gives mood boosts to everyone, or, you know, many different kinds of people, not just those who are like, woohoo, let's get in the water.
Yeah, I totally see your point. We don't have that evidence yet.
Right.
But the science is headed there. So, you know, Heather's working on a randomized control trial right now. And what they're doing is randomizing people with depression symptoms to take a cold water swimming course on top of their regular treatment. And she actually told me it's early, but they've already been seeing a benefit come through.
Ooh.
Though until we get more data, Heather's stamped on the point many times that we're not at the point where science can say that this works for everyone. And, you know, there are physiological reasons why it probably won't work for everyone.
Oh, what are they?
It might actually be quite painful for some people to do it, where their nerves at the surface of the skin, cold receptors, get more of a nasty jolt from the cold.
Basically, you can imagine that it's like having lots of pins and needles, and it's that painful for some people.
Interesting. It's funny because I feel like the way that this is talked about online or even just like over beers is that if you're sensitive to the cold, that's a code word for you're a wimp. But actually, there are physiological reasons why it's different for some people.
Right. And, you know, there's other possible bad stuff too that people should watch out for before doing this. Like there's this thing called non-freezing cold injury, where you can actually get nerve or blood vessel damage from being too cold or wet for too long.
Ooh.
So Heather's seen it in friends who swim in icy water, and it can look pretty gnarly when it first happens.
It's pretty horrific. The whole hand is swollen up, so it looks like a bit of a cartoon hand. So rather than, you know, their fingers got very, very puffy and very big, and they could barely bend their fingers. They were in quite a lot of pain as a result of it as well.
And sometimes this pain can stick around. Some people even get permanent damage.
Oh, man.
Heather says what's also a bit yikesy about this is that it can be different from one person to the next.
Mm.
Because people's bodies get cold at different rates. So this means that the temperature or time that could give you this non-freezing injury could be totally different for you than for me.
We don't know what the dose of cold is that's required. We don't know. It might be for some people that it could be a 4-minute ice bath. It could be in other people. It could be in 15-degree water.
Yeah, that's 59 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's not that cold.
Yeah.
It's way warmer than an ice bath, that's for sure.
Also, you know, jumping into cold water can change your heart rate pretty rapidly. So it's not recommended for people with heart conditions to just plunge in there. So, you know, as for all of this stuff on socials that's like, get in the water, Heather's like, that's not what the science says yet.
it's not an activity that we should prescribe to people. If people want to try it, then let them have the opportunity to try it. But it's not something we should say, it's worked for me, so it's going to work for you.
And just one more quick thing. When you're on TikTok, you often hear this set of instructions to do 11 minutes a week.
11 minutes, right?
Yeah, 11 minutes. But that comes from a study that was on brown fat and metabolism. When it comes to mental health, we don't have any sort of numbers like this yet.
So bottom line, if you do want to give it a go, just be careful. So that was self-care hack number one. Next up, we dig into gratitude journaling. To hear all of the science about that and whether it works or not, head over to our full episode on self-care, which is over on our main Science Versus feed. So just search for Science Versus, that's Science VS, and then click on our episode, Self-Care, Can You Hack Your Mood? I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Fact you next time.